Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3483. Well, the Emmy Awards took place, the primetime ones, last night. And yeah, the news is probably what you would expect, but we're going to run it down anyway for you just in case. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So yes, the Primetime Emmy Awards happened last night, and unfortunately for the fine folks at Lucasfilm, there was no joy in the awards. They were nominated in four different categories and came up empty. For Andor, they'd been nominated in three categories for writing and directing and for best drama series. Ran into the buzzsaw that was Succession. It was Succession's final season, and they went out with a bang, and they went out with a bang at the award ceremony too. They tied for the top number of awards with six on the night. The writing and directing awards went to Succession for the Connor's wedding episode, which was a pretty amazingly done episode, you know, like, in all honesty, it was, like, that's just the way it is. So it's pretty long odds, I think, for Andor, despite the quality of One Way Out, which was nominated for writing, and Rick's Road, which was nominated for directing. So what are you going to do? And then, of course, Succession won for best drama series as well. Meanwhile, one of the other top winners of the night was this other show, Beef, which was the winner in the category for best limited series, and that was the category that the Obi-Wan Kenobi series had been nominated in. So yeah, no dice there. But I gotta say, it was really cool to see, you know, a brief scene from the Obi-Wan Kenobi show. It was the final confrontation with Obi-Wan, and you see, this is after he's delivered that striking blow to Vader's mask, and you see part of Hayden Christensen's face in there. Like, very cool to see that at the Emmy Awards, right? And then for, you know, the writing category, to see all the people jumping out of the Narkina 5 prison when they're talking about the One Way Out episode's writing award, and then seeing Fiona Shaw's hologram over Rick's Road when they're doing the directing thing, and then just a brief dialogue scene with Andy Serkis and Diego Luna for the final dramatic series award. It's the one, you know, where Diego Luna's saying, like, I'd rather die, you know, trying to get out of there than die giving them what they want. I'm paraphrasing the line, of course, but you know the line I'm talking about for sure. But all things considered, it is, you know, the old saw, it's an honor to be nominated, right? Like, it is really awesome to see Star Wars programs be so well thought of by the, you know, people who are also giving awards to things like Succession and Beef and The Bear and whatnot. Like, that, you know, they thought well enough of Star Wars that they were worthy of consideration among some of these great other television series. And, you know, the last time that there was an Outstanding Drama Series nomination, it was for season two of The Mandalorian. Season three didn't make it this time around. And it got it in season one also. But yeah, it's very cool to see it get recognized. And, you know, hopefully we will continue to see Star Wars be recognized at the Emmys as, you know, things go forward. And man, oh man, once the movies start coming out again, yeah, maybe one of these days we'll get another Oscar out of it. We'll see. But anyway, that is the rundown of what happened in the Emmy Awards last night. Four nominations, zero wins, unfortunately, but there's always next year. So that is going to do it for this very comparatively brief episode of the podcast. If you like what I do here on the podcast, I hope you consider leaving a rating or review on your app of choice. I hope you'll consider subscribing or following, depending on what the app you like calls it. And I hope you'll also consider sharing the podcast with your friends that you're connected with in real life and in fake life on social media, which, you know, has its own kind of reality, right? Yeah. Please share and share, like, it really does help support the show. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.